to the Multimedia Men podcast number 5.
Woo!
Sexual.
Well, this is our section of In the News. Our In the News consists of news stories from the past week up until present day. As we're talking, we have some really cool and interesting news stories to share with you if you have not been paying attention in the news. First off being Disney announced the title of the new Avengers movie, which is going to be called The Avengers Age of Ultron, not Avengers 2 or Avengers Into Darkness. Your thoughts on this, which is weird because Ultron is the villain, but Ant-Man movie is going to come out after Avengers 2 and Ant-Man creates Ultron.
Well, in this movie, I guess
it depends.
It's not going to be created by...
It's not going to be Ant-Man.
Because sometimes Tony Stark, they say Tony Stark
There's
different timelines depending on what you
What
say.
Semantics?
Basically going off of his premise, also where he has the sentient armor. That's basically where we're going to try to segue that into Ultron becoming a sentient.
Are we getting bored by big robot-looking machine fuckers?
I mean, from Thor,
kind of getting beaten down.
What was the last one we saw?
Wolverine.
Wolverine. Yeah, there were several big.
Can we fight like cool characters instead of robots?
I mean, I guess technically in Edgar Wright's The World's End, there is a big metal robot too.
That's Gork? True.
Are you not excited for Transformers 4 with Mark Wahlberg?
Boom.
No.
I'll pass.
And a new Bumblebee.
No robots.
I'll pass. But yeah, Avengers: Age of Ultron. That is what we called. I'm surprised it's not Into Darkness or something, since Marvel's been wanting to do that recently. But yeah, it'll be interesting. Age of Ultron. And then when does that come out, Adam? Avengers 2? Is that 2014?
It's 15.
2015.
Really?
So we got a few years. Because we have to have...
Next year we have Captain America 2 and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, okay. And then Thor later this year.
Yeah.
All right, so there's that bit of news. Another one, Joseph Kaczynski, director Joseph Kaczynski, not to be confused with
John
Krasinski from The Office. Joseph Kaczynski,
he's adorable,
directed the Tron sequel for Disney
and Oblivion.
He has just signed on to direct the remake of Twilight Zone, which is interesting.
So I'm thinking it's going to be more of a full, like,
full movie. It can't. It has to be a vignette.
We'll see.
I mean, maybe he will do like the first and second, the first, the beginning and the end, like John Landis did, and then have other directors. But, I mean, how do you remake Twilight Zone? Is it going to be original stories, or is it going to be like the first film where they took the TV shows and remade the TV shows into the film? I mean, I want to see Terror at 30,000 feet again.
Yeah.
You know,
but then I want it to be different directors and different styles. And
yeah, that's what I want.
Like,
too.
I don't want it just
like
to be
ABCs
him.
Of death or
you
something.
Could bring
back
Shatner and John Lithgow and have them both sitting next to each other when they see
that. That would be awesome.
The troll on the side of the plane.
So, what Twilight Zone episodes, if they do a vignette one, would you like to see?
So tough.
I like to see the pig one with the pig faces.
Yeah.
I like to see the mannequin one too, where. The mannequins
get like a day.
Yes, that one. The mannequins in the department store get like a day to be alive.
It's like the stranger at the end of the street where like, basically the whole neighborhood's like.
Oh, yeah.
The monsters are on Main Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's a really good one. There was an Adam and Eve one. Do you remember that one? Where an astronaut named Adam crash landed on what looked like Earth and he met a girl that couldn't talk, but she finally could say her name was Eve, and that's how it ended.
Was that the one with Charles Bronson? And
I think
girl,
so.
The girl from Bewitched?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it was like a war?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, pretty much anyone that had William Shatner or Burgess Meredith in it is what I want to see.
You're a bum, Rob.
But Joseph Kaczynski, I'm trying to picture his, from doing Tron, which was pretty much his first feature film, to Oblivion. Those are huge epic movies. I'm trying to see like Twilight Zone remake, like, who would remake Terror at 30,000 feet? Who would remake the one where the guy went to Nazi Germany, to Vietnam, who actually ended up died?
If he gets M83 or Daft Punk to do the soundtrack, who cares?
Well, it looks
good. It sounds good. Who cares about the story?
Yeah, who cares about plots?
I do.
Flashy
lights. All right, so that's shiny, that bit of one. Since we've mentioned Bradley Cooper a few times on the
who?
Who? you would not know him. Bradley Cooper, he is set to produce and most likely will star in a Lance Armstrong biopic.
Biopic?
I don't like watching cycling live. Why would I watch a movie about cycling?
Will he go meth and lose a nut?
I would hope so. Method acting.
Boom. Temporarily removed, not lose.
Because we have to be true to character. And not that we would ever.
He's more out than him.
This film's not the only Lance Armstrong. There's two other ones as well.
Yeah, there is.
So it's going to be interesting.
There was a J.J. Abrams one.
Yeah, there's two other films being developed. So
but this is not the J.J. Abrams one that we're talking about.
No, it's not. It's,
but can you see him playing Lance Armstrong?
You see way too much in those cycling onesies, so.
For some reason, I feel like Bradley.
There's two balls!
He's also friends with Lance Armstrong.
It's in CGI now.
He's actually good buddies with him. And so it'd be interesting. So this one might be the best. To get the behind the scenes stuff that we won't really know.
Or it won't be as hard hitting because
he's trying to he's
make sure he doesn't get sued by his buddy who likes to sue people.
Yeah, that's true. So it'd be interesting to see how he puts this together since he's producing it.
You know who would be awesome to direct this? I mean, like totally flipping the lid on this, but I think Spielberg would be awesome to do this. You take something like Munich, something that, you know, nobody really knows the backstory on. You know, I think he. He would have the balls to tell
us. Same thing with Lincoln. No one knew about
it. City? I said Munich, not eunuch.
And Spielberg has filmed bike scenes, which in E.T., so, you know.
Yeah, so we'll see about
that. You can do that.
Tell me when it's over!
So I like that. All right, moving on. Darren Aronofsky, director Darren Aronofsky, is looking at two projects right now. One is a George Washington film on George Washington, and another one is an espionage thriller called Red Sparrow.
Totally want Red Sparrow.
Wait, George Washington films on George Washington.
Yes.
If,
on George
not,
Jefferson.
Not George Washington, but Red Sparrow.
Hopefully Paul Giamatti will come in and play George Washington, so we'll have George Washington and John
Adams. That would be good. But yeah, I like to see... Because Aronofsky's doing what now? Noah's, right?
Noah. It's Russell Crowe.
So it would be a shame to do a... Aronofsky has not done a true espionage thriller yet, has he?
No, but he's done... like.
Have you seen The Fountain? It's pretty...
Espionage?
It's espionage. It's espionage.
It's got some espionage elements to it.
It looks like it'll be a good...
Upbeat, fast-paced,
it's got layers.
Spooky.
It looks like
what's Red
Agents.
Sparrow about? Is it based on a true story?
It's based on a book, and it's...
about this guy.
A book about a book?
Russian Robin. Russian Robin.
It's basically about a...
Russian Robin.
Tweet.
A Russian woman... A Russian woman who works for the intelligence agency of Russia, who is basically forced to pair with an American CIA agent, and then she basically becomes a double agent.
Oh,
and
so it's an odd couple.
Yeah, it's a duo.
Is it like that show on FX? The Communists? Or
the Americans.
The Americans.
She gives a blowjob.
But the Red Sparrow is
She's
a novel
really sweet,
you could probably look up on Amazon and purchase.
Sweetest person
I know you
ever
mentioned the Avengers earlier, but what about... We got Thor coming out later this year. I heard they're reshooting a bunch of stuff to add more Loki. What do you think about that?
For Thor?
Yeah. Do you think that's a good thing or a
He's
bad thing?
The best character they have.
Loki's awesome.
Go for it.
As Loki. He's so great.
And plus, Loki, I think they have plans
for
Loki. Like to.
Going back and reshooting some
Definitely
stuff to add more of him?
Well, Loki's a killer character. Like, he's.
Yeah, people write
this
as well.
This movie's not funny enough. We got to get. Help. Somebody. Help over
What's
there.
What's his famous line, Roddy?
I don't know.
I am Loki.
When do we start?
I am
Puny God. So moving on. Laura Prepon, she started That 70s Show and recently Orange is the New Black on Netflix. She is one of the main characters, and once her story arc is over next season, she will be off the show, which she won't be a recurring character anymore, which angered some people.
It doesn't make sense though, because she's her main love interest.
And it's weird because main love interest, actually, she's supposed to be in prison longer than Piper, too.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see if they're either going to kill her off or if they're going to make her move prisons because of the bad
Maybe she'll punch a guard. Maybe she'll punch a guard or something.
I have no idea why she wants to leave.
It's obviously not a happy thing, because why else would it be reported?
I'm guessing
if it was part of the story, as an actor, you'd probably just go with it. It's obviously money.
It's obviously
related.
This. So we're making the sign for money.
Money.
In hand.
Money.
Do you know the reason?
You guys can't see that.
I do not.
It's got to be something like that, or
it's
got this
definitely
got to
be money or something.
You don't just walk off and like, I don't want to do the rest
of the main,
this character.
The main character. She's almost the third lead on that show.
And if it's money, it makes you think about Netflix.
And Laura Prepon plays Alex, Piper's drug lord.
Yeah. Slash lesbian lover.
Lesbian lover.
Yeah.
So that's sad. Other than those news stories, Adam, do you have anything?
Do you have a story to tell?
Spike Lee was successful in his Kickstarter campaign.
Yay, Spike! Which movie is that?
Malcolm X Jr.
I'm glad that he...
Is that a cartoon show on the CW?
I'm glad he was successful in the Kickstarter because unfortunately he wasn't successful in our bracket. That's
true. That's true. Penny
now
Marshall
round
did
one. Ooh,
yeah,
Penny
be,
Marshall.
But
well, they, he hasn't actually released what the movie's gonna be about. He was keeping
it. Was a vampire movie, right?
Is it?
Yeah. I want to say I read it was a vampire movie. Maybe I'm wrong.
Is it a sequel to Blackula?
Blackula. Vampire Brooklyn or Blackula? That'd be good.
Eddie Murphy will come back. I'm sure he will.
They did release. Speaking of Spike Lee, he's remaking Old Boy, and I saw some screenshots of Josh Brolin with the hammer.
Oh yeah,
that looked awesome.
We'll see.
I hope Spike Lee does a good job with Old Boy.
See,
oh man,
yeah.
I'm scared that Spike Lee is going to mess that movie up.
Okay.
Spike can do a good story.
It would it be the best film since 25th Hour? The
which was
Inside
brilliant.
Man. Yeah,
Inside Man. I love Inside Man.
I mean,
except for Jodie Foster.
Darker roles might appeal to Spike's quality.
Hopefully, it's like a gritty indie movie.
I mean, it needs to be. That Old Boy is so good.
Well, he only raised $1 million, so it's actually not a lot of money for what he likes to do.
That's not a lot of money at all.
For him,
it's not.
But take a Red Hook Summer didn't cost a lot of money either.
Yeah.
Was
I'm sure
it
cost.
It's also shot in the back. I did. I loved it. I liked it.
One out of five ain't bad, I guess.
So you watched it.
I watched
just,
it.
What else
just
you got,
me.
Adam?
On Netflix.
They also announced that Bennett Miller's Foxcatcher is going to be released during primetime Oscar season in December. And that's the
what?
Director from
what?
Moneyball, if you don't know who Bennett Miller is.
Ooh.
And it's basically based on a true story where Steve Carell is starring as the heir to the DuPont fortune, and he kind of goes crazy and like builds like a wrestling studio in his house, and the Olympic champion, played by Channing Tatum, comes to work out there and is murdered by Steve Carell.
Sold.
Wow.
All of this sold.
And Ruffalo plays brother slash manager for Channing Tatum. So it has a ridiculous cast, and it sounds
creepy. Great.
How is Steve Carell not our Peter Venkman, by the way?
That is good. Or
it's kind of
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo could have been Egon.
Yeah, those are both good choices.
Yeah.
And Channing Tatum for Zorro.
Danny Wolf.
He's got the moves.
He does. I like that.
Reversal.
A few other quick hits. They're throwing out Nathan Fillion as Batman. What do you think about that?
Punch ups.
No. Yeah, he needs to lose weight. I could see I'm hearing rumors around that
Han Solo.
Rumors
that Christian Bale is
come back.
Well,
if he gets the money,
$60 million to come back. That's kind of hard to turn.
Yeah, I'm really thinking Bale.
Not
going to
see this shitty ass movie. Go.
You're going to see.
No, I don't think.
And then
you're going to see
balls.
They also announced that the Emmys are moving to August after next year.
Ugh,
it's hot.
Be interesting.
It's hot. The sweat.
In 2014, the Emmys are going to be. It's late.
Where are they usually?
February.
Emmys?
Oh no.
Oscars are in February.
Oscars are in February.
Emmys are like.
Emmys are in September.
So it's earlier.
What?
So Emmys, it's not Oscars.
Emmys
are going to move to August, just a month earlier.
Yeah, so that actually makes more
sense.
It
would happen right now instead of like a month from now when it wouldn't normally happen anyway.
Makes
cool.
sense before the TV starts stack up again. Yeah.
So who's hosting the Emmys this year?
Is there a host?
Have they announced one?
I don't know.
Emmy? Ellen?
Is it Tina
Ellen?
Fey?
Ellen, are you available? Ellen?
She's doing the Oscars.
It might be Amy Poehler or Tina Fey again.
I can't remember.
Not bad.
Or is it Ricky Gervais coming back? I think I remember...
Really? I thought he pissed people off.
And then the other thing I got is Ewan McGregor's been sort of talking about how he might be involved in the new trilogy.
Star Wars?
Come back as a ghost.
I read something, it's only
and
rumors, and it's supposedly for episode 7 is...
Sort of doing his best Yoda
is
as a ghost.
Yeah, speaking of that, there was rumors, but I don't think they're very true, that Obi-Wan might show up in episode 7 as a ghost. I don't know.
I can see. They made him ghost, and they showed him that.
I'm so glad they... Do that, Garrett.
Yeah. And that actually leads to the fact that Mace Windu might still be alive because he was not a ghost.
We never see Mace Windu die.
Purple.
So
he could have been out of window.
Hanging out and still there until somebody saves him.
Still hanging out.
Anybody else have any news stories
for
this week? Is that it? Mark? No, not today.
I like good. Soup. That's the news.
That's the news. That's in the news with Multimedia Men.